Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Jyoti Roy, who is a DVP and equity strategist at Angel Broking. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Roy.
Yeah, thank you, Shataj. Thank you for having me over again.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that the market seems to be racing to fresh record highs almost on a daily basis. But should investors be worried about what is happening in the U.S.?
I'll answer the question in two parts because yes, markets are rallying on a daily basis. There are multiple factors on because of that. One of the key factors is the economic recovery in India has been much quicker than expected. So people are actually taken a bit aback by this pace of economic recovery.
Right.
Second factor is we are seeing significant amount of capital flows globally with the depreciating US dollar. And if you look, the month of November and month of December has been, 2 months of record 60,000 crores plus of inflows. Mm-hmm. So that is also driving the markets. And of course, what's happening in the US, actually the Georgia Senate runoffs, while there could be some amount of, negativity in the news, as to what's happening in the US with, the Trump supporters overrunning the US Capitol. Mm-hmm. But if you look with this 50-50 kind of split on the Senate, this essentially gives both the house to the Democrats because with the 50-50 split, the U.S. Vice President, Kamala Harris, she will have the tiebreaker vote. Mm-hmm. So this will really help the new President-elect Joe Biden push through his agenda.
Right.
Now there are some positives to that and the negative to that. The only key negative is that people are expecting that, there could be tax hikes down the line, but that's still a couple of years away. Maybe that will happen sometimes in 2022 or second half. And it might not be as steep as what most people are expecting. Mm-hmm. But the key positive is right now is that markets are probably looking at a bigger stimulus package from the US right now. I mean, the Democrats wanted a $2 trillion kind of a stimulus package, which was watered down to $900 billion mm-hmm. because the Republicans were controlling the Senate.
Right.
So on an immediate basis, if you ask me from a shorter term perspective, what's happening in the US, economically, it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can expect more stimulus measures down the line, and by down the line we mean probably over the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
So which will essentially lead to probably some more depreciation in the US dollar and more capital flows into emerging markets like India. So the flows are likely to continue for some more time.
Well, that's good news for emerging markets like India, and we've been seeing quite a bit of momentum in especially in the benchmark indices as well as in the broader markets as well. Now, coming to the broad-based rally that we have seen now, if you look at the rally that we saw in 2020 as well as, now it is continuing in 2021, it is, more or less broad-based, unlike what we saw last year. That means in the month of January 2020. But the big question is, will history repeat itself ahead of the budget and we could see a big drawdown?
This rally can continue. So we can see some amount of correction happening in the markets because from a valuations perspective, we are now trading at more than 20 times, FY22 earnings,
mm-hmm.
Almost close to 21x. So valuations are a bit on the steep side, but that typically happens, at the beginning of any economic recovery cycle.
Right.
So till the time the flow continues, we will see the markets, probably continue to rally. But at some point of time, some amount of consolidation or some amount of correction, cannot be ruled out.
Right.
Because probably markets will have to wait for earnings to catch up. Mm-hmm. While we are expecting very strong earnings recovery in FY22 and maybe again in FY23. In fact, probably the Q3 FY21 numbers will corroborate the story that earnings recovery is also, very strong.
Right.
Of course, there could be some cost pressures which could come in. But despite that, the top line growth should be strong. So the strong earnings momentum is expected to provide support to the markets. But yes, given the valuations at some point of time, markets, we do expect at some point of time, probably, markets will consolidate and we'll have to wait for earnings to catch up. But we don't expect a big drawdown like last year. Mm-hmm. So maybe 8 to 10% kind of a drawdown can happen. It can happen now. Markets can rally another 10% from here,
right.
5 to 10%, and then we can see the drawdown.
Right.
So that is something which is very difficult to call out.
Right.
But yes, we do expect some amount of, consolidation can happen, over the next few months. But overall, we continue to remain positive on the markets from a, slightly longer term perspective. We can remain positive on the markets from a, 1 to 3 year perspective.
Right. Well, that's good news. And so can we say that, a big dip or drawdown is expected because of the valuation and not because of what is happening in the US.
What we're saying, we don't expect a big dip to happen. So, you know, these 5-10% kind of a corrections, I mean, these are, you know, normal in any market. So we do expect, you know, some sort of a normal, you know, consolidation or some sort of a normal correction to happen in the markets. That can happen. And probably, see, valuations are steep, but flows are still continuing very strongly. So till the time the flows are there,
right,
we do not expect, you know, this there could be any correction. So if the flows remain strong for the next couple of months, we might not see any correction for the next couple of months. And after that, you know, we can very well see some amount of correction happening in the markets, but we definitely don't expect a, you know, very steep correction.
Sure.
It can be like a, you know, a 5-10% kind of a correction.
Right.
And probably it can be more of a time correction rather than a, you know, a point wise correction. That is also something which is very much on the cards.
Right. Right. And there's another trend that we saw in the year 2020, you know, Robinhood investors were in fact lucky this time around, as making money was relatively easy post March. Will they run out of luck in 2021?
I don't think so that they will, you know, run out of luck. I think people will continue to make money. But, you know, one can't expect the same kind of returns which we saw in 2020. So people, investors will have to tone down their, you know, returns expectations.
Right.
But we definitely do expect, you know, that 12% to, you know, 15% kind of a CAGR for the equity markets over the next, you know, 3 years kind of a, that's the kind of returns which one can look at. And of course, we expect the broader markets, you know, will of course do better than probably the Nifty. So from a Nifty perspective, you can expect a 12% kind of a CAGR over the next 3 year returns.
Okay.
And with the broader market expecting to do well, you can definitely look at earnings, you know, anywhere between 200 to 300 basis points over and above Nifty return. So yes, a 15% kind of a return expectation over the next 3 years is a very much a, you know, a possibility. But one can't definitely, you know, look at, you know, making the kind of returns which you made in 2020 from 2020 March lows.
Right. I'm sure 15% return investors will take that with both hands. Now, finally, what are your topics for the year 2021 and why?
Yes, we do have a few stocks which are topics. Like one of our topics is in the auto space is your Ashok Leyland.
Mm-hmm.
Because the CV cycle is now turning around, you know, and it has come off. We saw a 3 year kind of a down cycle from 2019 to 2021. We saw a 2 year kind of a down cycle in the CV space. So with the CV space now recovering, so we believe that Ashok Leyland is best positioned to, you know, is one of the best players in the CV space. So we definitely do like Ashok Leyland in the CV space, as we expect your, you know, the CV numbers, commercial vehicle sales number to improve significantly from here on. I mean, we are already seeing some amount of improvement since October, November in Q3. Except for the buses, the MHCV trucks are also back to a YOY kind of growth number. And FY22, we expect, you know, very strong CV growth numbers from Ashok Leyland. So that's why Ashok Leyland is one of our topics in the CV space. In the BFSI space, in the mid-cap BFSI space, we have Shriram Transport Finance as, you know, one of our top picks. We clearly do believe, you know, from a valuations perspective, it's still very cheap. It's around 1.2 times FY23 adjusted price to book, which is at a significant discount to historical averages. And, you know, they are predominantly into used truck financing. They are also into new truck financing. So with the CV cycle turning around and, you know, the general economic activity improving,
mm-hmm.
We do expect, you know, strong disbursement growth from the company in second half. Plus, the asset quality situation has also been improving significantly for the company.
Okay.
So we expect this improvement in asset quality trend to continue in FY22. Of course, there could be some small amount of bump up in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we expect the situation to improve. So we believe that Shriram Transport Finance is one of the, you know, probably the best players in the mid-cap NBFC space. And that is one of our top picks. And finally, in the, you know, sort of the chemical space, we continue like Galaxy Surfactants. That's a very interesting company. Predominantly, they are more, they supply raw materials to the FMCG industry, not only in India, but globally. Because of this COVID-19 situation, they have seen significant improvement in the base surfactants business. So the specialty chemical business is also expected to really take off in the second half of FY21. So that is going to lead to, you know, significant, you know, the company can do, you know, 10 to 12% plus kind of a volume growth, and value growth can be well in excess of 15% kind of a revenue growth.
Right.
And of course, with an improvement in margins.
Uh-huh.
So we definitely do believe that Galaxy Surfactants is, you know, one of the best players in the chemical space. And of course, we are also seeing, you know, a shifting of manufacturing from China, which is happening to India.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Galaxy Surfactants is one company which has got, you know, almost everything in its favor.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Roy, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Roy.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me again, Shitesh.